second. Just get into my car.
So my last episode, hello, my name is Danny, by the way. Listening to Stuttering is Cool. And, well, in my last episode, I briefly mentioned that I got laid off at work. This would be maybe, I'd say, what would this be, 2-3 weeks ago? So part of my package is I get the services of a career transitioning firm. So basically a firm that, takes a look at my resume, improves it, and, it has webinars and networking sessions and, mock interviews. They even videotape you. So I thought I'd share my experiences so far with them. This is just my second meeting with my consultant, and before that I had a networking session, which is you meet with 15 other people, and who are also laid off, and and we talk about a topic. So today's topic was job interviews. Fun, lots of fun. Of course, we did the whole, okay, let's go around the room and say our names. my worry didn't last long because I was second person to talk. And so in my mind was the whole, am I going to disclose my stuttering? And, I have to admit, I was planning to chicken out because I kept thinking, or not really chickening out. Part of it was chickening out. I was nervous about it. And why? Why am I nervous about disclosing my stuttering? I'm going to talk about that, in a while. But first, just wanted to mention, I left my right signal on. I can't concentrate and drive and talk at the same time. Where was I? My turn coming up, and I was thinking, do I really need to disclose? Maybe I won't need to. Maybe this situation I won't. Maybe I'll stutter just a little bit. Maybe I won't stutter at all, so why should I bring it up? So my turn came up, and well, there we go. I just kept on stuttering. stutter a lot, blocking. And in my mind, I was actually thinking, no, I'm still not going to disclose. But that's where I started getting into the chickening out mode. Then I thought to myself, I'm not going to chicken out. Why? Here I am stuttering a lot. Now, I don't think you've ever heard me stutter like this on my show, and I will mention it again. When I speak by myself, for example, in this car, recording on my podcast all the time, my stuttering pretty much disappears. So I have to get that out there, that in the real world, I'm stuttering a lot, and I hope you can take my word for it. I was stuttering a lot. There are severely a lot of blocks. Now, mind you, I did not chicken out on saying my name, because we did have signs with our names on them. I was going to just lift them up and say my name. I said, no, I'm not going to avoid. I'm going to say my name, stuttered on it, where I worked. I was surprised at how much I stuttered on words that I never stuttered on before. So in the middle of the stuttering, I decided, you know what, I'm just going to disclose. Why not? And I did. And the sky didn't fall on my head. I didn't make eye contact with anybody when I disclosed. So that I'm going to work on. Because you want to disclose with confidence as well. Not just stutter with confidence, but disclose with confidence. And But, you know, it still went okay. Like, what happened was I looked away. So, basically, I was looking on the table on the top. When I disclosed, I stopped, said, by the way. And I even stuttered a lot while I was saying, by the way, I stutter. And I threw in some canned material. If there's anything you need me to repeat, just let me know. Which I ended up saying fluently. Which is fine. And the reaction I got from the person that was leading the whole discussion, she says, hey, you know, it's fine. Take your time. So that was great. And I said it. And what happened was afterwards, when I, you know, lift up my hand to speak, to say something, ask a question, where I stuttered on, and I knew I was going to stutter, it wasn't that bad at all. It wasn't like, uh-oh. And which in turn, you know, it helped me not hold myself back, you know, like not hold myself back from asking a question or anything like that. So it was good that I disclosed. So I feel good about it. It was scary, but I felt good about it. The other thing I noticed during my disclosure was, okay, now I gotta make a left turn here. During my disclosure, I wondered if my face turned red. I don't know. Like, I felt my face getting a little warm. I wouldn't say hot, but I don't know. It's a worry that I have. Because there was once, a long time ago, I don't even remember what the scenario was. I was talking, I think I was stuttering too. Like I said, I don't even remember what the scenario was or what I was even talking about, who it was with. I think it was in high school. And my face, like I felt my face turning red. I felt it turn, like, I felt it getting hot. As if my face was turning red, and I don't know if my face did. Like, I'm assuming it did, but there's no way to know for sure. Yeah, so that's on my mind. Did I fret about it? No. Because I had an hour to go in that room. I wasn't gonna run out. Like, it wouldn't have mattered if I did turn red. Like, what am I going to do? No one said anything. As far as I know, nobody felt awkward. Even the speaker who I was facing more, mostly, even though I had I was looking down onto the tabletop. We were in this big conference room, so we all sat around the table. So that went well. I would say that disclosure scene scenario went well. A tip that I learned today during my networking session regarding interviews, job interviews, not interviews for podcasts, was learn how to do a handshake, a proper handshake. Practice handshaking. And the reason that I'm bringing this up is because as stutterers, you know, I'm not sure about you. I mean, I know for me, yeah, my stuttering, you know, I know it has played a role in creating a low self-esteem in certain situations. So one of them is meeting people for the first time, and especially in a job interview where, you know, it's not exactly a comfortable atmosphere to begin with, and no one is ever comfortable, or maybe some people are, I don't know. So I just wanted to share this tip that I got about when you're in the interview and you're shaking hands. You know, we're most likely nervous about our stuttering. So we're thinking above and beyond in addition to the job interview, we're worried about speech too. So one thing is, you know, maintain your eye contact when you shake hands. You know, it's not just a firm handshake as well. You got to also maintain eye contact, and how long do you do it for? So the person that was chairing the session today, she said, maintain eye contact for as like until you notice their eye color. So that's what I'm going to work on and what I'm going to practice with. You know, shake hands, eye color, like, okay, blue, great. And then you're done. Coming back from episode 83, I have Stephen Patterson hailing from Ireland. Welcome back to Stuttering School. Hello?
Yeah, here, sorry. And not again.
Okay, now so that is a perfect intro. Now, I remember another item that you mentioned on Twitter that made me go, we have got to record that. And you happen to have met a person who also stutters.
Yes. I was in work there last week, and my office is a closed office. It's not a public office. So anybody that comes in would work in my organization, so they can come and go all the time, and they're staff members, but they don't actually work in the office. They work in a different part of the organization. But I was having my lunch, and people sometimes would drop stuff in for other people in the office, and this man walked in to the canteen with a folder in his hand for someone, and I just asked him if he was okay, and he started to speak, and then he was blocking on some of his words. And I was thinking to myself, okay, I think this man has a stammer. I was trying to think, okay, do I keep eye contact? Do I do this? Do I do that? And it's just funny, I was thinking after, well, I stammer, and how would I like to be spoken to? And kind of it makes you think how, because I've never come across anyone before who I don't know, like a stranger that I haven't met at a meeting or at a conference, just a random stranger. I haven't come across that before. So it always it made me think how to react. But then the conversation was only literally for about 2 minutes, and then I direct him to the place, to the particular office that he wanted to go to, and that was it. But then, and you're thinking as well, how does he feel now? Like, did I give any strange looks, unlonely to myself? So I must think like that as well. Like, hopefully I didn't come across and making faces, but I didn't. But kind of it makes you think that way. It's a strange one.
Yeah. I came across two situations like that. One was in a bookstore, where you know, they're always, I don't know if they do this in the UK, but over here, they're constantly on your backs. Is there something that I can help you with? Is there anything that you're looking for? So this one that came up to me, it just took me by surprise, because he was stuttering and he did everything that I did. Like everything from feeling that embarrassment of stuttering, trying to go through the word, you know, moving the, looking away, and I really, really wanted to say, hey, oh my gosh, we both stutter. However, I didn't know what to do, you know, because one, I was in his workplace in front of his coworkers and his clients too. So anybody could have overheard us. And then the other one, I was thinking, you know, even if I mention something which I think is okay, like depending on the words that you use, you never know how they feel, right? Like if, because even though, you know, we are both stutterers, would he be thinking, oh my gosh, you could tell, it's so obvious that I stutter and I'm in this role where I'm speaking to customers.
Yeah.
So I always contemplate, like I always pondered what would be the right, I guess, etiquette. And then hearing your story now, it's making me realize, wow, so other people must be thinking the exact same thing.
Yeah.
What would be the right thing? I mean, is it scenario based, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And at the time as well, when I was talking to him, I was kind of blocking as well on certain words. And then I was thinking, oh God, I hope he doesn't think I'm mocking him or anything. Like, I'm sure he didn't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But like, we never know what people are thinking.
No.
Now, I'm wondering now, so you're blocking on a word, and it could go two ways. He's thinking that you're mimicking him, or he's probably thinking, oh my gosh, it's catching. Or you could just say, oh, you know, like right then and there, you can disclose. You say, I'm still working on trying to figure out the art of disclosure. You can probably just say, oh, you know, by the way, I stutter and I just blocked on that word.
Yeah.
And then that prompts him to either say, oh, me too.
Yeah.
Or if he says, oh, that's fine, don't worry about it, go on.
Yeah.
And I guess that's a cue that maybe he doesn't want people to know, I guess. So maybe in that sense, maybe one good technique when you meet a stranger or someone for the first time that stutters outside of a stuttering support group.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is that you could always disclose first, like should the situation, I mean, should the chance arrive, the opportunity, that was the word I'm looking for.
Yeah, definitely. If the conversation was gone on for a few minutes, then I think it'd be a good opportunity to disclose it and say, I couldn't help but notice that you stutter as well. I stutter as well. Maybe just you could say something like that if the conversation went on.
And then should he or she reply with a, oh, and I'm so embarrassed that, you know, you could tell, then maybe you can always reply with a, no, there's absolutely nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
No, maybe that's the technique.
Yeah. Yeah. It's difficult to say until you're actually in that situation.
Okay. It's the following week, and there is another networking session. And I'm in the parking lot right now, as you can see. And I don't really feel like coming today. but I decided to do so anyway because it would be great practice with disclosing my stuttering. And I just wanted to begin recording now. Actually, I should probably explain. There's a lot of construction happening in this building. They're breaking up the parking lot, the asphalt, and they're putting it, they're just fixing it up. But I digress, it has nothing to do with stuttering, does it? I just wanted to have a little bit of a confession to make. I had arrived early and was too chicken to go in early. I really shouldn't be laughing. Especially since my whole podcast is about empowerment and confidence and all that. So, I just wanted... Now I'm inside the building. Okay, where am I going in the building? And but so this was the thing, like the opportunity by showing up early, it was about 15 minutes early, is chances to practice speaking, working on your speech tools. Instead, I used my crutch. I was in the car and there was my cell phone. Oh, I forgot to check Twitter, or I forgot to check my email. Not really happy about that. Anyway, it's 10 minutes to, and I said, okay, you know what? I caught myself doing that. I said, you know what? I'm not going to avoid. That's why I came, because I actually wanted to practice the disclosing without feeling bad about it. So that's all. Now I'm going to go to the elevator. Here I am. Ooh, came fast. And I'll be back after I finish this networking thing.
And if if you think of the time when I was working in the call center, and like I got a call from this man, and I was talking about him, and I was stammering away, and I was blocking, and he said, take your time, son. There, my son stammers as well. Just take your time there." And he was very nice about it, like, but he picked up on it straight away. Like I was kind of taken aback, at the time. But then I said, "Oh, okay, thanks," and I continued on. But it's nice to have someone to say something like that to you. It kind of puts you at ease, and kind of it makes you more relaxed.
So that's probably the best technique to use. The person you're talking to happens to get stuck in a block, you can always say that.
Yeah.
Don't worry, take your time, because I stutter too, and that's even better, I think.
Yeah.
Or at least for me.
Well, I don't know if you would say take your time, because if someone told you take your time.
That's true.
I don't know. Like, I could be offended. It depends. Depends who it was. I could be offended because like it's not as like I'm stammering. Like I'm not speaking slow on purpose. If you know what I mean.
Yeah. So,
I don't know if the person could be offended.
That's true. Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of it's difficult to kind of get the right words to say without offending or being mean about it. I think you'd have to have something in your head first. So instead of just going ahead and saying something, you'd want to word it well and just be tactful.
Okay, I am just finished with the networking session, and so we did the whole, okay, you're going to go around the table and talk about these items and say our names. However, this time, the need to say my name, or rather the need to disclose, did not come up, which is good, I guess. It doesn't mean that I didn't stutter. I would have to say that this time it was strange, because there were people there, most of the people that were there last week, and I thought, should I disclose again? Do I disclose again? And I kind of felt weird, like it was a different reason this time for feeling a bit nervous about disclosing, because now am I going to sound like I'm wearing my heart on my sleeve, you know? Like, or, you know, like, is it going to look bad that I'm always disclosing? Which, in retrospect, it was just me worrying. I mean, who cares? And I don't think people would think that way. I don't know why I think that way. Anyway,
Here, let me get my keys. And that's it for this episode. Thank you for listening. And thank you for subscribing. And I want to hear from you as per usual, so I could play your audio on the air. Send in comments, feedbacks, questions, whatever. You want to be a roving reporter? Send in your audio. Any audio format is fine. Email to coolstutter@gmail.com. Ciao.